now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China and Singapore have agreed on a hotline for high-level communications between the defense leaders of the two countries. Chinese Defense Minister Li Shengfu signed a memorandum of understanding with the Singaporean counterpart ahead of Asia's premier defense summit, the Shangri-La Dialogue. Miro Liu has more.
Such open lines of communication are important for strengthening mutual understanding and trust. As part of his introductory visit, General Li will call on Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and will be hosted to a dinner by Senior Minister and Coordinating Minister for National Security, Teo Chee Hing. Singapore Defense Ministry also said that General Li's visit underscores the long-standing, warm and friendly bilateral defense relations between Singapore and China. Both defense establishments interact regularly through bilateral and multilateral exercises, high-level visits, professional exchanges, port calls, as well as the cross-attendance of courses and seminars.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry has reiterated that the U.S. should stop any form of official exchanges with the Taiwan region under the guise of trade. Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning made the remarks in response to U.S. plans to sign a trade treaty with the region.
The move by the U.S. gravely violates the One China principle in the three China-U.S. joint communiques and contravenes with the U.S. own commitment of maintaining only unofficial relations with the Taiwan region. China has repeatedly made solemn representations to the U.S. regarding this matter. The U.S. should stop official interaction of any form with the Taiwan region and refrain from negotiating or signing any agreement with implications of sovereignty and of official nature with China's Taiwan region.
Reports say the trade treaty includes simplified rules for customs, investment, and other areas. A tornado has hit the city of Kaiyuan in Liaoning, injuring a dozen people and damaging houses. Over 200 people evacuated homes, while several high-speed trains in the area halted service. The tornado swept through the neighboring city of Fuxin earlier in the day. China's meteorological authorities issued a blue alert for the region. Protests in Kosovo have entered the third day following the election of ethnic Albanian mayors in several Serb-majority areas. NATO troops are stepping up security to prevent further violence. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has blamed Kosovo authorities for stoking tensions. Alyosha Milenkovic has details.
The tensions in the northern Kosovo have subsided following violent clashes on Monday. NATO-led peacekeepers increased their presence around municipal buildings in three Serbian-controlled towns and erected barbed wire and anti-demonstration barricades. With an additional 700 more troops sent to Kosovo, bringing the total number of peacekeepers close to 4,000, the possibility of violence between the local Serbs and Kosovo-Albanian forces is becoming less likely. Kosovo declared its independence in 2008, but Serbia and around half of the world nations still considers it part of Serbia.
The Central Bank of Sri Lanka has reduced its interest rates for the first time since the island nation declared bankruptcy. The fiscal controls, improved foreign currency income, and help from an IMF program have resulted in inflation slowing faster than expected. The central bank says that lending interest rates were reduced by 250 basis points to 14%, while headline inflation declined to 25% in May from 35% the month before. Media reports say 18 people, mostly children, have been hospitalized after falling off an elevated walkway in central Canada. The accident happened at Fort Gibraltar in Winnipeg, where students from a local school were on a field trip. Local authorities are investigating. New Zealand's national airline is asking passengers to step on the scales before they board international flights. Air New Zealand says it wants to weigh 10,000 passengers during a month-long survey so pilots can better know the weight and balance of their planes before takeoff. The airline says the number from the scales won't be flashing up for all to see, and the weigh-in data will remain anonymous even to airline staff. In sports, Paris Saint-Germain coach Christophe Galtier has confirmed that Lionel Messi will leave the French club at the end of the season. Galtier says the team's season finale against Clermont Foot on Saturday will be Messi's last match with the club. Rumors have Messi signing with a Saudi club this summer. He scored 21 goals and 20 assists for PSG this season across all competitions. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.